Okay, so I'm going to start from today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Vav. So I'm going to start from the fifth line and daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Okay? Because that's really a new topic. Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. So we're talking about Yain Pagum. And the Gemara says the following. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Kopid Achatzva Pigiba. So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi was very particular about a barrel of wine that was pogum, that if someone drank from, let's say, a pitcher or let's say of wine, so he would not recite a bracha on the wine in the pitcher. Even the Ritva writes, even if you poured afterwards the wine into a kos. And obviously this is only referring to bracha that requires a kos, like Kiddush and Havdalah. But if you just want to drink it, then he would. But that was a stringency. In other words, he would say, even if you pour, according to the Ritva, even if you pour it into another cup, I don't think we hold like that. Rav Idi Bar Shisha kapid akasa pegiba. So Rav Idi Bar Shisha was makpid on a specifically if someone drank from the cup itself, but if he drank from a pitcher, he was not makpid. Mar Baravashi kapid afila chavisa pekimasa. So he was makpid, even if someone drank from a barrel of wine, so he would not recite on the bracha on the wine in the barrel. He wouldn't use it for like a kol shel bracha. Okay, so the Gemara now says we're talking about the obligation of kiddush at night during the day. Tada Rabbanan, the rabbis teach. Zochre Shabbos Shabbos lekadsho, zochre al hayayin. So you're supposed to remember Shabbos is sanctified. You should remember it with wine. Eidli ela bayo, balayla vidayin. So I say to myself that I only know the obligation of Kiddush during the day, because the Pasuk says Zochor es Yom HaShabbos. What about Kiddush at night? Tavlomar Zochor es Yom HaShabbos lekadsho. So the lekadsho includes Kiddush at night, because that's the time when there is Kedusha Shabbos, when the Shabbos become holy. It's sanctified at night when it begins. The Gemara says, "By Laila Bidayit." How do you know that? So the Gemara is now going to ask the question of the Brisa. The Brisa said, "But how do you know at night?" Adrava Ika Kedusha Balaila. Who? What kind of question is that? By Laila Bidayit. Obviously, that's when Shabbos enters. Obviously, you're supposed to say Kiddush at night. The Chi Kaddish Tchilas Yoma Boil the Kedusha. Then once it's Kedusha Sayom, once Shabbos hits, so obviously you need to make Kiddush. The two By Laila Bidayit Tavlor Zachor Es Yom. He says, wait a second. The question of the Brisa was, how do you know you have to make Kiddush at night? So how do we know? The Pasuk says, Zochor es Yom. Yeah, but wait a second. Tana bihadar alayla v'kadosi v'lokron d'yom oma. What kind of answer is that? The question is, how do you know you make Kiddush at night? And the answer is because it says the word Zochor es Yom. So the Gemara answers, halacha Gemara. This I have to read the Brisa. Zochor Shabbos Shabbos l'kadsho, Zochor el yad b'chli saso. Now, it says, remember Shabbos to sanctify it, so remember Shabbos when it enters, the entering of Shabbos, meaning Kiddush at night. Eli. Ela balayla, so I would only know you have to make kiddush at night. By yom night, how you don't have to make kiddush during the day? Tavolomar zochor es yom haShabbos. Remember the day of Shabbos, meaning for the word yom, so that includes even kiddush hayom. By yom mayim avarach, what do you recite during the day? Amar Rav Yehuda bar pri hagafen. That's all you're saying. Bar pri hagafen, you're not making kiddush at all. You're just saying bar pri hagafen. Right? Kiddush is the bracha. Is not, you know, when we say, obviously people say, well, you're making kiddush Shabbos morning, but when we talk about kiddush, that's the bracha of kiddush, which is only recited at night. Rav Ash, at night you do the bracha of kiddush, and you do the bracha of yayin, and during the day you only do the bracha of yayin. Rav Ashi ikla lebechuza. Rav Ashi visited the city of Bechuza. Brulei, so they said to him, likadesh ladbar, let him recite Kiddush Rabbah, let him recite the Kiddush, I mean the big Kiddush, meaning the Kiddush of the day. So Havalei, so they gave him a kos. Savar Baidihu, so Kiddush Rabbah, he sang to himself, what is Kiddush Rabbah? Abar Mirti, let's see, Kol HaBrachot Kulad Bar Pir Gafed. Abri Bereisha, Abar Bar Pir Gafed Va'agid Be. So what happened? He said, let's see, all the brachos of Kiddush on wine, you recite Bar Pri Gafed initially. And therefore, he said Bar Pri Gafed, and then he lengthened it to see if one of the people would start drinking, and then he would know, then he would understand whether they're not reciting another bracha. So he wasn't sure whether he's supposed to say something else. So he said Bar Pir Gafed, and he was like waiting. And then Chazye Lahu Sabi, he saw this elderly person, the Gachi Vishasi. He bent over to drink from the cup that was in front of him. Kari Anavshe Hechachav Eina Baroshi. He said, ah, the smart person, he's got eyes in his head, on his head. In other words, he saw that that's what you're supposed to do. That you only recite just the one bracha, Bar Pir Gafed. Amri B'nei Rabbi Chiya, the children of Rabbi Chiya said, Mishlahiv de Motzei Shabbos, Bavdil Vaholik, Bahol Shabbos Kula. So he did not recite Abdullah Motzei Shabbos, he recites Abdullah the whole week. You recite the Abdullah the whole week. Right? Kaba until when? Amrav Zeira ad Yom Raviv Shabbos until Wednesday. Now, you have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That's considered the previous week. From Wednesday on, that's like the next Shabbos. So you can't make Abdullah starting from, you know, Tuesday night, Wednesday. He had the Yasi of Rav Zeira, Kabe, Rav Asi. This is like what we find when Rav Zeira was sitting in front of Rav Asi. Rav Asi, Kabe, Rav Yochanan. Some say Rav Asi was sitting in front of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yasi, Kabar, Lian Gittin. And Rav Asi was sitting and he said a halacha regarding Gittin. Chada b'shabsa trei utlasa basa d'shabsa. That if you're writing a get, if you say that, if you say, for example, to your wife, you say, behold, this get is yours if you give me 200 zuz after Shabbos. So if she gives it to him until Tuesday, then she's divorced. But if she gives it afterwards, then it's like it's not considered connected to the Shabbos. Arba b'cham shemali yoma, but Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, Kamei Shabsa. It's considered before Shabbos, meaning before the next Shabbos. So the same rules apply. Yaakov bar Idi, avalo al ha'or. When we say you can make Havdalah until Tuesday, that's the Brach of Havdalah, but not on the fire. Bar Meroesh, you can only recite in Motzei Shabbos, and if you recite Havdalah the next day, so you're not going to recite this Bracha. For example, I don't know, Tisha B'Av, right? You're not going to make Havdalah Saturday night, so you're going to... When you make the Havdalah Sunday night, you're not going to make a bracha on Eish, because you don't do that Sunday night. Amar Brona Amar Rav. Rav Brona says in the name of Rav, Hanotel Yadav, if you wash your hands before Kiddush. Right? They're yuckies, I guess. They wash their hands before Kiddush. Lo Yekadesh, you should not make Kiddush and wine after you wash. If you want to wash before meal... For a meal for Kiddush, you shouldn't make Kiddush after you wash. Why? So since the Kiddush is a hefsek between washing and eating, that's like a hefsek hadas. So someone else should make Kiddush, and you should discharge your obligation, and then you should drink. And then you can recite Hamotzi. But the bracha of Kiddush is a hefsek between Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. If you wash your hands, you should make Kiddush. Amalu Rav Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa. Akatel Odach Davshe Derav Shichach Ninhu Lishmait Day. So he said to Rav Bruna, Rav Adav Rava, still the Rav did not depart from the world. And we already forgot the halachos that he taught us. Zimnim Sagin Hava Kamina Kame Derav. There are many times that I was standing in front of Rav at the time of Kiddush. And Zivnim de Chaviva Ale Rifta Mekadesh Rifta. And there were times that I saw that he really wanted bread when he was hungry, and he would make Kiddush on bread. Zivnim de Chaviva Ale Chamra Mekadesh Chamra. Sometimes I saw he really wanted wine, and he made Kiddush on it. So since he sometimes made Kiddush on bread, so what does that demonstrate? So what must have happened? That you washed your hands before Kiddush. And the Kiddush is not considered a Hesach Hadas because he made Kiddush on the bread. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Ta'am Eino Mekadesh. If you taste some food before Kiddush, even if you tasted a small amount, you should not make Kiddush that night, but only the next day before the meal. So Abai Minei Rav China Bar China Mi Rav Huna. Ta'am Ma'u Shiyavda. What if you tasted something? Can you make Havdalah afterwards? Amalei Ani Omer Tom Mavdil. I say that you can. If you taste something, you can make Havdalah. You don't have to be strict by Havdalah like by Kiddush. Rav Asi Amar Tom Eino Mavdil. If you did taste something before Kiddush, you should not make Havdalah at night. This is a penalty because you're right. Because this is a penalty, so that if you try to eat before, so then you can't benefit from eating the rest of the night.
Rabbi,
yeah.
I don't see any halachic footnotes. You know, I always thought that that's the halacha that Tom Eino Makadosh or Mavdil. How come there are no footnotes that that's the halacha?
They if you taste something you can't, you really think that's the halacha? Let me just give me a minute. Let me just double check. See in the back. I don't know if that's the halacha, but let me hold on. Hold on. Now I have here, unfortunately, the print is small. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Sadi Tes Siv Hey says, "Tam va'achal kodem shehivdil yochel lahavdil achar kach." You are permitted to recite Havdalah afterwards. And the truth is, Halacha is also by Kiddush. We say the same thing. Afal pisha also lo litum kodem Kiddush, even though you're not allowed to taste anything from Kiddush. Im tam mekadesh. So he's citing my Masechta Gemara. He cites the Shulchan Aruch. I just can't the footnote might because I need better glasses. But it's but the point is that Lemaisa we don't hold like this. Okay.
Thank you.
Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla lebei Rav Asi. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla lebei to the house. It was visiting the house of Rav Asi. Ishalei uvatamide. He forgot he drank something. He tasted something. Havolei Kasav Avdal. He brought him a cup and he recited Avdala. Amrolei Devisa. His wife said to him, "Vahamar lo avid hachi." But behold, I thought you don't do this. Amrla Shavke Kirabi Sfirlei. Leave me. Sorry, he said. Rabbi said to him, "Leave him." He holds like his Rebbe Rav, who said Tom Avdal. He is allowed to recite Avdala. Okay. So Amar. Amar Rabbi Yosef Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef says the name is Shmuel. Ta'am Eino Mekadesh. If you tasted some food before you made Kiddush, you cannot make Kiddush. Ta'am Eino Mavdil. He says you can't recite Abdullah. Rabbi Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Shmuel. Ta'am Mekadesh. Ta'am Mavdil. So we have what's fascinating within Shmuel, different Talmidim heard different things. Rabbi Yosef thought that both are forbidden, and Rav Nachman thought that both are permitted. Let's just read one more line in the next Gemara. This will answer Judah's question. Amar Rava Hilchasa Tav Mekadesh the Tav Mavdil. That's what we hold. Your Tav, you tasted, you do make Kiddush, and you do recite Havdalah. Umi Shalok Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos, and if you never say Kiddush, I guess Friday night, you can recite Havdalah, you can make Kiddush the whole Saturday night. Mi shalo hivdil motzei Shabbos. If you never recite Havdalah motzei Shabbos, mavdil hol kol Shabbos kulo. You can recite Havdalah the whole week. It doesn't mean the whole week. It means only until Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Okay, we will stop here, and I wish everyone a great day.